GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex, your guide through the tangled web of crypto, where the only constant is change. Well, that and the sound of regulators sharpening their knives. Today, we're diving into the future of crypto salaries, regulatory roller coasters, and the ongoing saga of crypto's geopolitical dance. First off, let's talk about the money that keeps the wheels greased: salaries. Specifically, the figures being bandied about for smart contract auditors and Rust developers in 2026. If you're hoping to get into the smart contract audit game, you'd better be ready to roll up your sleeves and dive into the nitty-gritty of blockchain. Because as the guardians of blockchain integrity, auditors are the ones standing between a secure dApp ecosystem and the next million-dollar hack. These folks are expected to earn between $90,000 and $300,000, depending on their expertise and the severity of the migraines induced by recursive loops of solidity and obscure attack vectors. It's a role not for the faint-hearted, with the job description reading like a cross between Sherlock Holmes and a caffeine-fueled code monkey. The salary is reflective of the demand for their specialized skill set, which requires an intimate understanding of Ethereum, Solana, and other blockchain languages. Essentially, they're the unsung heroes who keep the wheels from coming off in DeFi projects. Next, if Rust is more your speed, you're in luck, because this language seems to be the darling of the crypto world. Rust developers can also expect a paycheck between $90,000 and $300,000. Rust brings memory safety and performance to the table, making it ideal for blockchain infrastructure and smart contract development. Think of Rust developers as the architects of crypto's skyscrapers. Polkadot, Solana, and Near all rely heavily on Rust for their core architecture. It's a shift from Rust's traditional use cases in systems programming, but in crypto, it's about building protocols that don't just work, but work securely and at scale. As more crypto projects get serious about robustness and scalability, the demand and the pay for Rust expertise will only grow. Now let's pivot from paychecks to the regulatory circus. This week, the SEC made headlines with a groundbreaking decision: a crypto safe harbor allowing startups to raise up to $75 million without regulatory enforcement. This isn't just a bureaucratic footnote, it's a potential game changer for DeFi and tokenized securities. It's as if the SEC decided to throw a bone to the industry, possibly realizing that an ironclad fist might just squeeze the life out of the innovation it's trying to regulate. Meanwhile, on the other side of the geopolitical chessboard, $450 million was liquidated in the wake of Trump's latest declarations. Geopolitical tensions are like a badly coded smart contract: unexpected, volatile, and capable of wreaking havoc on the markets. The markets reacted as they do, with chaos and opportunity in equal measure, forcing traders to hold their breath and hope their positions don't end up on the liquidation chopping block. So what does all of this mean for crypto jobs and builders? Simply put, it's an exciting yet tumultuous time to be in the industry. As the technology matures, so do the roles within it, demanding ever higher levels of specialization and skill. Whether you're eyeing a career in smart contract auditing, sharpening your Rust skills, or navigating the choppy waters of regulatory compliance, there's a clear message. The demand for skilled developers and auditors is only going up, and the salaries reflect that. This is a high-stakes game, and only the best can expect to cash in. That's it for today's deep dive into the world of crypto salaries and regulatory twists. Stay sharp, keep innovating, and remember that in this industry, knowledge is your best bet against obsolescence. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.